Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area, looking at the latest information on Hurricane Delta. The time on the clock, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, and we have the latest forecast. The wind's 105 miles an hour, so we still got a strong storm here, moving northwest at 17 miles an hour, and it looks like we're going to continue the motion back into the Gulf of Mexico because we are on land. It's made landfall over Mexico, over the Yucatan Peninsula. Really causing some significant impacts associated with the winds, Cancun, Cozumel, the rainfall, and also storm surge in some of these areas. And with time, you start getting into later this morning, into this afternoon, the storm's going to make it back out in the Gulf of Mexico, where we think it's going to continue to strengthen. And you really have a high pressure in this area being the overall steering of this system. But at some point, we expect it to slow down and eventually turn, then re-speed up associated with a low-pressure system out in Texas. And that is what our forecast is with time. You can see some of the timing on here, getting close to the coast by Friday afternoon, but those impacts get there ahead of that. You'll see some of the storm surge and some of the winds beginning on Friday for portions of the upper Gulf Coast. Size of the storm, we always have those tropical storm force winds extending out from the center, outside the cone, about 130 miles. So you're going to see some of those significant winds. One thing we got to watch out for is sometimes you'll start seeing these leave land and get over the Gulf, and they can expand. So you could see some expansion of these winds, a larger storm. So even if you see some fluctuation in these winds, there's still going to be a significant impact associated with that as we get close to the coastline. So upper Texas coast over to southeast Louisiana, really close to where that cone is. Two-thirds of the time, you could expect the center to be anywhere in that cone. So you can see some fluctuations in this track, but either way, large storm, and that generally means some significant impact. So looking at some of those impacts, not just on the coast, but you can get some of these winds inland. This is the arrival time of those tropical storm force winds, and it's a good indicator when you have stuff wrapped up, really have that preparedness wrapped up. So you have today, you have tomorrow, Thursday, and you'll start seeing some of those tropical storm force winds get into that area early Friday morning. So with time, Friday morning, seeing some of those winds, the probability of those winds isn't just coastal. We talked about it moving a little faster with time, and that means some of those stronger winds could get further inland as well. So you start thinking about winds in Beaumont, over to Lake Charles, Lafayette, even inland, depending on the track. Baton Rouge up to Macomb, Mississippi, Natchez, Vicksburg, any one of these areas could see some of these winds. Over to New Orleans, even the Mississippi coast could see some of these winds with a large storm. So any one of these areas got a pretty significant probability of seeing tropical storm force winds, and of course hurricane force winds right around that center. The other thing to look at is always the rainfall. We're doing the calculations for the storm surge. We'll have those values out later this morning, but the rainfall is something that we always want to concentrate on as well. Some areas could get 6 to 10 inches of rain, and that shifts. Little changes in the track could shift exactly where this is, but there could be significant rain, not just on the coast, but well inland to Mississippi and portions of Arkansas. So this has been the latest information from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Delta.